Bobby Shostak, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Very good to have you here. If you don't mind, I know you came in partially on this, but you know Frank Foster loses his shot at returning up north there, as we say sometimes. How does this affect things for the Republican Party in general? Will the Republican Party back a Tea Party candidate?
Well, look, we always support those on our ballot, and he's a Republican, and we're going to keep our majorities in our state house and state senate, and we're going to fight in every race that we need to fight in and engage in to bring it over the top if they're not in a clear path to victory. So, you know, we're all about keeping our majorities, and we respect Tea Party candidates. They're Republicans, they're conservatives, they have strong views in certain areas, and they took those issues to the voters, and voters made a decision, but that doesn't in any way affect our willingness to support them to get them over the finish line.
And you know, that's very encouraging to hear, because being of like mind myself, I see a lot of infighting, if you will, between Tea Party and Republican conservatives, that it's almost a little unsettling at times that there is so much infighting when we all have a common goal. It's to keep our numbers up, our strengths in the House and in the Senate, in both state and national levels. So, you know, to know that you're going to be backing a fellow conservative despite his offshoot, if you will, come November.
Yeah, no, I look at our role as a very defined one, okay, in terms of the state party, is the voters decide who they want in the primaries. And the voters spoke, and they picked candidates. And they did, in this case, did not pick the incumbent. And at the end of the day, we're about keeping our majorities. And we've got to do whatever is necessary, provided we have, you know, adequate resources, which we work hard to do. And our ground game and our technology is available to all those who represent the Republican Party, want to be part of our majorities. So, you know, we respect that there's maybe stronger views in certain areas that folks have. That's democracy. That's the American way. We learn from each other, and we learn to work together and find solutions. And I suspect that we'll have a very positive relationship.
Bobby Shostak is our guest here, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. We just spoke with Ed Sarpolis of Target Insights. He stated that Governor Snyder, not a career politician, is really going to have to be careful as we make our way towards November and his run against Mark Schauer. A non-politician versus a politician for the governor's seat. It's how careful is he going to have to be?
Well, look, I think Governor Snyder has shown great reforms, great leadership, and great results. They speak for themselves. Michigan's unemployment's down 6 full percentage points. Personal income has grown 3.5 points. There's 250,000 new private sector jobs. Every metric that the state's been measured by that's comparable to other states in the nation, we're dramatically improved from the lower third 20%, lower 5%, to a top 10%, top 5%. So I think it's really incumbent on Mark Schauer to show that he's got a better plan for Michigan. And thus far, we haven't heard anything about a plan for Michigan, nor how he would pay for any ideas that he might be, you know, trying to share with us. Bottom line is that I think the Michigan voters, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Undecideds, will all lean towards Rick Snyder because of the results he's getting out of Michigan today.
About a minute left in the segment. Bobby Shostak, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. I worry, though, about those who tend to have their hands out with the Schauer party coming at them with a chicken in every pot approach.
That's a good way to put it. I just think that overall, Mark Schauer's got a tough road to climb. We're not taking anything for granted, but he's got a very difficult road to climb because Governor Snyder's record is really strong. He's spending more in education than ever before, over $1 billion since he took office, increase in the education budget. Again, unemployment, job creation, reform to government, reform to our tax system. You know, everything, rainy day fund, I mean, the list is so tremendous of accomplishments that all Mark Schauer can do is throw some darts at him, see what sticks, And right now, nothing's really sticking. And polls will be a little closer. They'll get a little bit farther apart. I think you're going to see after the primaries here some good marketing on in media on Governor Snyder's successes, and he will continue to pull away.
All right, Bobby Schostank, appreciate you joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party.